Triple M Footy lives on Listener, thanks to McDonald's and Ream Hot Water.
By Shaq Mitchell. On the next, Julius on halfway. Throws to Walker. Walker to Latrell Mitchell. Gets away from Billy Walters. Into the back. No one's with him. It doesn't matter. Latrell will just ease over the line. Oh, that is some try. Then he gets into a hug with Walsh. Hang on, is Walsh hurt? Walsh is clutching at his calf. Mitchell's hurt too.
It's just a cramp.
It's a cramp for Walsh, and now Mitchell's cramped as well. Well, now you can laugh about it because there's no damage that's been done. What a try from Latrell Mitchell, and it's going to reduce the margin with only 30 seconds to go. 28-16.
I think there with Latrell, in the last few minutes, I've noticed him down the line. He's tried to make himself in the, put himself into the game, obviously because the game's on the line. I'd like to see Latrell do that early in the game, put himself in positions to get plays like that, sweep out the back, have a crack here and there, follow on the players up the middle, getting support, got offload off his brother a few sets before. All a little too late, but...
The interesting thing about this whole play is, Toddy, that there was actually no support with him. There was only five Broncos around Latrell, and he held them all at bay. Walsh was coming. He was throwing... He was holding the football out like he was going to pass to someone on the left. But there was actually no one there, and Walsh kind of fell for it. And then they just sort of run over the try line together and romantically had a cuddle in the in goal. Two of our greatest.
That looked like the
just
end
enjoying
scene
the moment
of Rocky 2 when both Rocky and Apollo go down. And then neither could get up.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's a great moment.
Well, I'm glad South actually got that one back, Dan.
Yeah, they didn't deserve to lose by 6.
They didn't deserve it. No, you're exactly right. And, you know, Latrell's had his moments tonight, but I think South will take a fair bit. We said it in the pregame. There's not a lot of teams that are going to come up to Brisbane and go away with the 2 points. I know everyone's talking about South's early run, but they'll take a fair bit out of this loss. There's been a fair bit of growth in this couple of weeks since Vegas.
And the kick from Mitchell is good. The final margin is 10. And that's that. It's Brisbane's night. It's been a fascinating contest. Errors galore. Some sparkling attack when the ball was held. Some amazing individual tries. Brisbane, first win of the season. So they come back home and they win in front of 35,500. 28 points to 18. Reece Walsh. We didn't see him all that often, but when he did, he was absolutely blistering. Two tries. Dean Mariner scored a double. Jesse Arthur's got one. For South Sydney, tries to Havili Moale, his first in the NRL. And Mitchell, who, by the way, with that try just moments ago, that's his 100th in first grade. So well done to Latrell Mitchell. Most of those are the Roosters when he was a winger and a centre. But... 100 for Latrell on the Choice Hotel.
Interesting to see Sean Kepi, sorry Dan, down there with the referee talking about that play that Dobbo mentioned. We spoke about it at the time. It was a big play in the scheme of the result, the end final result, and yeah, he's having a good chat to the ref.
And while he does that, we're going to have a chat with one of Brisbane's heroes, with Dobbo.
Dean, congratulations. Two fantastic tries, mate. Great to get a win in front of a home crowd here at Suncorp tonight.
Yeah, it's always special playing here. Especially after round one, you know, we didn't have the best start, but we're happy to get the 2 points today and, do it in front of the home crowd.
First try was all about speed with the little Adam Reynolds kick. The second try was all yourself. Can you talk us what you were going through when you put that chip and chase through?
Oh, as you can probably see, I reacted pretty late to Bill, but, I guess sometimes just eyes off footy just come second, so, you know, I just kind of saw some space, thought I'd put a kick in, and I was lucky enough to get a meat pie there.
I've got Ryan Girdler, Todd Carney and Dan Ganane up in the box. Up to you, boys.
Yeah, Dean, congratulations, mate. Outstanding performance. You've been waiting in the wings now for a couple of seasons. You've had bits and pieces and games over the last couple of years. You've cemented a spot now on that wing, and what's that mean to you?
Obviously, I've been just real patient with the club and just waiting for my time, and, you know, I've been working at training, pre-season, got a couple pre-seasons now, and, just ready to put my best foot forward this season.
That's a legend that you were taking on tonight, Alex Johnston. You look like you enjoyed yourself against him.
Oh, you know, always respect Alex Johnston. He's a legend of the game. Grew up watching him. Nothing but respect for him.
Hey, Dean, congratulations. Todd Carney, mate. Hope you're well. What I was going to ask is, when you do play, come up against someone like Alex Johnson, do you pencil that in and go, you're up for a challenge? When, how was it tonight playing against him?
Yeah, of course, you know, obviously he knows how to find the try line, as you can see in his career so far. So I had to remember that and know that, had to give him respect. He's also a fast bloke as well. So, yeah, just me and our right edge, we worked hard just defending that. So we're ready for it tonight.
Congratulations, mate. You've done well.
All right. Beautiful stuff. Great to see you in the NRL. Good luck to you, Dean Mariner. Well done.
Thank you very much.
Certainly lit up Suncorp Stadium with that try late, chip and chase.
Yeah, you can just see, you know, with those clubs like the Panthers over the last couple of years and the Broncos and those decisions, you know, you go, oh, no, they're letting go of Herbie Farnworth, and then all of a sudden they move Cobbo into the centres. We see what he can do, and then he comes on the wing.
Latrell Mitchell had a nice moment to finish the game with you, Dobbo.
Yeah, he did score a try, but he'd be disappointed. They got back to 12-all. Mate, it looked like here comes South, but it just got away from you.
It's all right, mate. Look, honestly, it was shit in the first bit. Just a hard game. We showed what we were about, and honestly, they're big boys. They're competitors. You know, wonder why they come, you know, runner-up last year. So they're building on that. I don't care if I'm swearing, boys, honestly. Well, yeah, I'm very proud of our effort. You know, things didn't go the way we want. We didn't hold the ball. So you don't hold the ball, you defend, and you run out of energy. Try to build that momentum again, then you drop the ball. So it's something we'll work on. State of positives. But I'm very happy. Scored 100 tries. So that's something to celebrate there. That was my 100th, so.
Well done.
Yeah, everyone have a good effort. But anyways.
Right, well, then you'll be.
All right.
We'll... Okay, right, enough stories now, you follow.
Yeah. Okay, thank you, Latrell. We're live on radio. We'll let Latrell go there. We'll let one or two go. But we can't have Chris Heinington with Matty Johns after the 05 grand final. But anyway, well done to Latrell. Didn't get the win, but he's happy he got his 100 tries. Latrell there now just shaking hands with Payne Haas. I think that's the first interview we've ever had to stop, Gerds. And all the time we've worked together, we've actually had...
Oh, yeah, Dobbo's got to put his false teeth back in. I mean, he's in shock down there. But, we all know Latrell. He's an emotional guy, and you just got him at the end of an 80 minutes where he played, you know, with his heart and soul.
Yeah, apologies, everyone. It is live. We can't go on delay, otherwise it wouldn't be live anymore, and that's no good when you're trying to broadcast live sport. Selwyn Cobbo, I hope he doesn't have a potty mouth, Ben Dobbin. If he does, I'm blaming you.
He's got a smile on his face. Congratulations, a win tonight in front of a home crowd. I know how much you love playing here at Suncorp.
No, it's good to be back in front of the home crowd here. You know, it was a fun night to, you know, get them 2 points there.
Playing in the centres, you enjoying it?
Yeah, it's I learned a lot from last week game, and I'm enjoying it now. Yeah.
What, last week you didn't enjoy it as much?
I got pretty touched up there by Manu, but you know, it's I guess learning as I go. But you know, it's I can't wait for, you know, game by game. Yeah.
Good on you. Up to you, Todd Carney and Ryan Gerber.
Hey, Selwyn, congratulations, mate. Yeah, it was interesting coming into tonight. You could always see that, you know, you guys on that left edge were going to be better for that experience last week. Defensively tonight, you look like, obviously, in the second half, you know, you got a little bit more football and got to show us what you can do with the ball. But in that first half, it looked like you were just really focused on shutting down their right side attack.
Yeah, the main focus was our D, and not trying to let, you know, Latrell and, you know, all them boys run, I guess. Just trying to take their meters away, yeah.
All right, we might let you go, Selwyn. Congratulations, mate. We love watching you play, mate. We know you're going to break through. Like, every time you touch the ball, you look like doing something, and quite often you do. Well done.
No, thank you. Yeah, thank you.
Absolute good pleasure you, to watch Selwyn Cobbo.
Sure is.
He's in the clear, whether he... Silky hands. What about that touch? Even the touch that... What's going on down here? Oh, that's... Oh, this is what we see, Todd. This is one of the players who didn't get on the field doing...
Well, if you get on the field, I think if you don't play a certain amount of minutes, you have to do it. I've done that once when I toured with the Kangaroos as an emu, pretty much the whole thing. After every game, we had to do a fitness session. It was horrible.
Who was coaching at that point?
Senior was coach, and what's his name? Coxie from Melbourne was there. Was our trainer.
Oh, mate, after the game,
you're sitting here watching it. Get your boots on, boys.
Xavier Wilson, who got the hook, he didn't play, so he's got to go through his work. And then poor old Fletcher Baker, who actually did play for a few minutes.
Yeah.
Ten runs, 75 metres, 13 tackles.
How many minutes did he play?
Well, I don't know. Obviously not enough goods.
But
then they also make him do it in front of the crowd. I guess they want to get Fletcher before he warms.
You know what? I would have liked to seen, you know, someone go down and tell Kevy or Alfie to do that after a game. I wonder how they would have responded.
All right, let's take a break and we'll wrap things up on the other side of this. Bit to divulge, bit to cut open from this one. But Brisbane, most importantly, get their first win. South 0-2. Triple M rocking Thursday night football for Ream Hot Water and for Maccas.
Shut up! The foot is on Triple M!
Triple M rocks footy. This half for the Mitsubishi Triton. Nothing can frighten a Triton.
Just say one thing and move on. If Latrell wants to be that way, just don't do interviews. It's okay. We'll live. When it starts to get deliberate, you got to cut a bloke off. Anyway, he pumping the fist after the goal when it was 28-18. Just a very unique individual, Latrell Mitchell. Anyway, 28-18, Brisbane winners over South Sydney. Brisbane 1-1, South Sydney 0-2. As we wrap things up, you heard the Specsavers Player of the Day. Book an appointment with an audiology professional at specsavers.com.au/hearing. T's and C's apply. So I didn't know until last week, Gerds.
What?
Specsavers.
Yeah.
Eyewear. Do audiology.
Yeah,
now, isn't that something we all just learnt this week or last week?
No, it's great to learn new things.
Isn't it just?
Yeah.
I tell you what we
never
learned.
Too old.
Todd Carney goes pretty good, doesn't he?
He's great.
Pretty well.
Great insights.
Well done. Welcome aboard.
Thanks, mate. Thank you.
All right. Highlights coming up for Mitre 10. Download the Mitre 10 trade app for a tradie discount. T's and C's apply. Now, Gerds, and Toddy, a lot of Broncos fans in and around Suncorp who have just got in the car and they want to hear your expert review of their performance. Obviously very happy with the win. Far from perfect. What did you like? What didn't you like so much?
A lot of their players found a little bit of form that we didn't see last week, whether it had something to do with, you know, the shape of the field. There's been a lot of talk about that. Obviously, Paddy Carrigan playing 80 minutes in the middle the way that he did, playing off the back of the offloads, the influence that they have, especially against a tired defensive line. I don't think there's another club in the league that can have that sort of impact the way that they do. Reece Walsh playing out the back, obviously. Defensively, they were pretty sound. I thought we spoke to Selwyn at the end of the game. That left edge was firmed up. He'll only get better. You know, when you come in as a centre and you've been playing on the wing, you're worried about your own defence, but as a centre, you need to worry about the people inside you as well. So he'll work on that combination with Ezra, and obviously with Piacora, you know, staying on. His edge defence tonight was outstanding. You know, put a couple of shots on Cam Murray. So some of the concerns for the Broncos in the Vegas game obviously have been shored up over the last couple of weeks. I think they'll take a lot from that. And the fact that, you know, yeah, they came out and they played against a pretty resilient South Sydney side, but they played tough. It didn't go all their way, but they were happy to roll the sleeves up when they needed to. And they built a nice foundation to move on and play the Panthers next week.
Yeah, with Brisbane, I liked it early in the game. They turned South away a few times and then they got back and obviously got in front by 12. The disappointing thing there for them when they had South down to 12 players, they didn't take many points, but they stayed in the game. I think the pleasing thing also for Brisbane is that their players have played into form, and it's round two. The things that happened for them tonight, the unforced errors and stuff, that's just early footy for the start of the year. They've all done their pre-season. They'll get match fitness. They'll get all that under their belt, and then they'll start playing footy. But the pleasing thing is that some players played in the form. Obviously, Reece Walsh was front and centre again tonight. The Mariner, the scary thing is now if they lose Reynolds, what they do. Obviously, Jock Madden's waiting there. He's a similar player. Obviously, no, he's not an Adam Reynolds, but he's similar the way he plays. He controls. He's a out-and-out seven. He likes to control hands on the ball. So they will obviously lose. They won't lose too much of the way he plays, but obviously they'll lose the leadership from Adam. But if he's out, hopefully he's not for Brisbane. But
I think we might have to assume he might miss a week or two.
If you're Brisbane,
precautionary at worst.
Precaution, you'd give him a couple of weeks. Obviously he's a lot older than he's getting on. So you do need to look after him a little bit. And if he was early in his career, you probably wouldn't. But yeah, for Brisbane, it's good to see him get a win. They'll be happy with that. Obviously, they'll go back to the drawing board. They get a long weekend's break, and they'll go again next week. But the exciting thing was Reece Walsh.
Yeah.
It's like he just plays with what's in front of him. It's exciting for a rugby league fan to sit back and watch, because that's not going to get coached out of him. That's what he does week in, week out, and he's just going to get better and better as he gets more time in the game. He's only young.
Yeah.
So he's going to get better and better at those moments, and then he'll develop into an out-and-out footballer, so he'll be able to control the game from fullback, his defence and stuff like that. But at the moment, he's what he sees he does, and that's Reece Walsh.
And also, Gerds, we didn't see much of Ezra, the man who lit up the grand final.
Yeah.
Reasons may be obvious the last couple of weeks, but that's the thing. I mean, they found ways to win. Ezra didn't have to do much, and you know he's not going to be that quiet too many times.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing that the Broncos have had, especially last year. You just don't know where they're going to hurt you. It's not one play you can actually go out and shut down. Obviously, you've got to try and close down their middle. Otherwise, it's just all over, which is difficult to do. But if, Ezra has a bit of a quiet day, then you've got the right side with Stags. We've now got Cobbo on the left, who's taken over from Farnworth, who's another attacking weapon. We've just discovered Mariner and what he's up to. They've got some edge back rowers that can damage her as well. It's like, I said it last year, Dan, during a couple of calls. I remember playing him in the late 90s, early 2000s, and you don't like to compare eras, but some teams just, there's so much in common, and I just see that so much in this young, developing Broncos side that you'd come up here and you honestly, you wouldn't even have a tip shoot because they had that many stars on the field that it wouldn't matter. You couldn't stop them all. You just have to go out and do your best and just hope that they didn't put 40 on you every time, which they usually did. So, yeah, they're a quality outfit, and Ezra's got, he'll have a big year this year if he stays injury-free.
All right, South Sydney, quick word on them. Todd, you found positives during the game, but I guess the reality is now they're 0-2 with a toughie next Friday night, big one against the Roosters.
Yeah, it is. And I did find some positives there, Dan, because they deserve those positives. They deserved a pat on the back for what they've done. They held Brisbane out when they were down on troops. Just their errors again. Time game management from their halves a little bit. I think that will they will grow into that, but when that is, it would be to seen. But yeah, it is. They've got a big test going in Roosters next Friday night, local derby, massive game to be 0-3. There is going to be starting to be question marks.
Let me ask you this, Toddy, going into next week, Jack Whiten comes back next week, doesn't he? Where do you play him? Do you play him at six and move Cody Walker into seven? Or do you put him in the centres?
I think you put him in the centres. It's a big game to bring him into the halves because from all reports, he trained in the centres the whole pre-season. He didn't do a lot in the halves. He's an option if they continue to lose.
Yep.
He's an option to go to the halves, but I wouldn't do it in such a big game. For Jack, he needs to come in. He'll come in and he'll bring line speed, he'll bring physicality, and he'll run the ball. So and they'll pull on the back of that. I know Latrell will follow him, Cody will follow him. So let Jack come in, find his rhythm. But if they need to during the year to move him to six, Jack will take that with both hands and move Cody to seven. I think it's a bit early to do it now.
I fear, Gerds, a decision may have to be made in the halves.
Yeah, I just think that, look, I think with Lachlan and the way that he's developing, you know, on the back of momentum and in key moments of the game, I just don't think he's taken the right option. And I know that comes with experience, but, yeah, probably just not seen enough of him in those situations where, yeah, at this level you really only get that one opportunity on the back of momentum or whatever it may be to nail the play, and I just don't see him often enough for a team that wants to play finals and has the roster to actually, you know, contribute at that time of year. Both your halves need to be able to get to a certain once they get the ball in certain situations, and I'm just not seeing him deliver enough at this point, Toddy.
And it doesn't have to be big moments, guys. It doesn't have to be a long loop and pass or a chip and chase. He's just got to game manage. That's what South need, a game management. That's why when Reynolds was there, South were really good because they had a game manager to get into the end of their sets, to kick really well, to find the grass, to get into their positions on the field and let their big players play with the Walkers and Latrell out the back. That's what Adam done his whole career. Mm. So Lachlan needs to take a leaf out of that and just manage the team. Don't worry about the big plays. The big plays will come as your career goes on. Just get them to where they need to be on the field.
All right, let's do the Employment Hero Triple MVP from hired to retired. Employment Hero's HR recruitment and payroll software handles it all. It's employment solved. search employment hero today. Now, I have to ask, Gerds, before I let you do 3-2-1, did you do the Dally M's for Dolphins, Cowboys?
No, I didn't. Okay, I did the Dally M's for the the Eels and the...
Dogs. That's yeah. Okay.
Bryce Cartwright.
Because someone's given Hammer...
Am I allowed to say that?
Hey.
Am I allowed to say who I gave him to? I gave him to Bryce.
Well, it was in the... Oh, yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Anyway. Well, yeah. Well,
I thought he was the best on the ground. Yeah. And I'm doing the Raiders and the Tigers.
Very good.
Yeah, so look out. What happened?
Someone gave Hamas Hotebu, I think.
It was probably Hindy or someone.
It was. It was one of Hamas's worst games, but he did have one brilliant moment. It caused a lot of noise this week.
I did it. Yeah.
But anyway, now that we know that.
Thanks for letting the team down, Hindy.
You weren't.
Just running at the bus.
That you weren't responsible.
No, I wasn't.
Now, can we
you
have.
You can always ask me. I'm always happy to put my hand up. Yeah. I used to like when they used to actually
put the name in the paper.
They put our name in the paper. I had so many running battles with people that had, at the end of the year, they'd put down, you know, who voted in that game, and then people would, like, come onto social media and go, mate, what are you doing here? And then I'd go back and go, mate, what are you talking about? Getting these battles with these people.
I used to do that and thought, if I keep doing this, I'm going to get myself sacked because I'm not going to hold back one of these days.
All right. But anyway, let's see if they disagree with me today, Dan. Who sponsors this segment again?
Employment Heroes.
Employment Heroes. Okay, my one point, and this could have gone to there's half a dozen guys, but I've given it to Selwyn Cobbo. Always outstanding. I love Selwyn and thought he was good tonight. Two goes to Carrigan.
Ooh, not man of the match. Okay.
Yeah, no,
I'm not disagreeing. I just think.
Yeah, no, I think Walsh, you know, I mean, for his contribution tonight.
Fair enough.
Like, they win by 10 points in the end? And if it wasn't for the influence he had with the football in those key moments, what I was just talking about before for South Sydney.
Very good.
You know, they probably don't win, so.
That seems like a pretty good three to me, and I don't think Todd's going to disagree.
No, definitely Walsh.
Lock it in, employment hero Reece Walsh, the man of the match. That was very enjoyable, gents. I hope we got a few Brisbane games
on
Thursday night.
You always to come up. Yeah, come
I'll tell
on,
you
man.
What,
whenever you want to come up.
With you blokes and this amazing box here at Suncorp State. This is the second time I've been here in 4 days.
Todd and I are going to head off to the local now and have a palmy.
It is only 9 o'clock, you know.
What is it? What do you call it again? Chicken palmy.
Well, there's palmy and palmar. I think we in New South Wales call it a palmy.
Oh, is that right?
What do they call it up here, Toddy? You've been up here long enough now.
I called it a palmy, didn't I?
Palmy as well.
Just a straight out schnitzel with Diane sauce, no gravy.
Toddy, thank you. Someone has
finally
said it.
That's the eastern suburbs coming out of here. Diane sauce on a schnitzel.
I had not had a palmy all my life until end of the cricket season, working with the Triple M team because they knew I'd never had one, and I said I'll have one after the Test series against the West Indies.
Mm.
No,
not your thing.
Not my thing, mate. If the schnitzel
too much decoration,
exactly.
Yeah.
If the schnitzel can't stand up on its own, and you know what, the cheese hides so many deficiencies.
Yeah,
the schnitzel needs to stand up on its own.
Is there ham on a palmy?
No, there's that. You can
is
have
there ham?
Bacon. You can have. Ham. Oh, yeah. See what I mean?
Yeah.
Please.
Too many variations.
But it's a bloody schnitzel. Yeah. I mean, it's one of the great foods we have.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm
taking the post down, Dan. I wonder what they got something going on here this week.
That's a very good question. Mm. Well, I mean, rugby maybe.
Well, they need post for rugby.
Pink.
Don't they?
Pink is back. Does Pink ever go home? Wow! What a tour
again. What's the name? Taylor Swift.
Wow. They're dominating. Did you take the girls to see Taylor Swift?
Nah.
Oh, no.
You're
not way. Into it?
There's no way would I sit through a Taylor Swift concert.
Oh,
no way in the world.
Are they into Taylor Swift?
Nah. If they played Taylor Swift in the house, I'd take away their Spotify account.
It really is a dictatorship in your house.
Oh, totally. It has to be.
I mean, you got a German wife, but it's you the dictator.
Yeah. No, I'm pulling some strings around what sort of music we're listening to. That's
all right. You got kids, Toddy?
Yeah, I've got a 3-year-old boy and a stepdaughter. She's 9.
Now, are they running around causing havoc, or you got them under your thumb like he has with his?
My little boy is me. As
no.
He's a little fiery redhead too.
Yes. Yeah. All right. Gents, we're done. Triple M rocking the footy. Back tomorrow night, 5:55 New South Wales for Cronulla against Canterbury. Queensland, you'll pick up the coverage from 6 o'clock local time, but it's all on the listener app. You can get it right from the kickoff. Triple M rocks the footy.
Shut up. Footy's on Triple M.
Triple M rocks footy.
full-time highlights for Mitre 10. Download the Mitre 10 trade app for a trade discount. T's and C's apply.
Walters goes to the right. Away it comes from Reynolds. Rolls in a kick. The chase is on. Mariner's claiming it. Has Mariner outrun Johnston to the ball? Thrown to the right, Walsh. Right foot step around Burgess. Around Hartbilly. Reece Walsh. Incredible. Reece Walsh just went past three of them. And scores under the sticks. Give him a full-size field. He's damn well unstoppable. Comes to Willis. Willis away to Hartbilly. Hartbilly goes himself. Hartbilly. Get there. Wow. Hartbilly muscles his way through and scores. An individual try. Brute force from Saliva Hartbilly in South Sydney. A sensational start to the second half.
And Cook holds it up, gives it to Hartbilly. A lovely short pass to Bowen there. It's a try, and Saliva Hartbilly, of all people, has taken South from 12-0 to about to be 12-all.
Six more tackles with Smoothie, dummy half to Walsh. He throws it to Copper, touches. Away now comes to Arthurs, and Arthurs will score. It wasn't crisp, but it was more than enough. Walsh now sprints down the left on the last tackle. Away to Copper, draws in two, gives it to Arthurs, kicks. Oh, a clean ball, Mitchell. Walsh cleans it up and scores. Incredible.
Oh,
a tricky little dummy half play from Walters to the sideline to Mariner. Chip and chase, regather, and scores. That is one of the great tries we've seen over the opening few weeks.
A walker to Latrell Mitchell. Gets away from Billy Walters. Into the back.
No
one's with him. It doesn't matter. Latrell will just ease over the line. Oh, that is some try.
It's Brisbane's night. 28 points to 18.
Triple M footy lives on Listener, thanks to McDonald's and Ream Hot Water.